Now listen, I'm not speaking tonight out of theology. I'm speaking, first of all, out of about 40 years of experience, and then I'm speaking out of the theology of the Bible, which if I had listened to 40 years ago, I would be a different person. I am speaking to you tonight as a man that has lived under a cloud of sinfulness, of sin consciousness, let me call it, all the time. For instance, you see, I used to think, I know it's turkeyology, that if you're tempted, it's a sign of your sinfulness. It isn't. Jesus was tempted. He wasn't sinful. Being tempted is not a sign of your sinfulness. In fact, the closer you, I won't even say the closer you get to Jesus, because I'm going to, you can't get closer to Jesus if you're a Christian. And if you could ever understand that, you can never get any closer to Jesus than you are right now if you're a Christian. But see, we keep talking in terms like getting closer to Jesus, closer to Jesus, closer to Jesus. Now, if I'm talking about getting closer to Jesus, I'm presuming that I'm far away from Jesus and I need to get closer. See, my computer puts all of these things into my mind and into my heart. And we could go on and go over these things. A bad thought is a sin. Whoever told you that a bad thought was a sin? Somebody said, what about that verse that says, when a man lusts after a woman in his heart and looks on her? Well, a look is an action, isn't it? I mean, it's not a thought. Now, you see, let me say this to you. You are bound up in sin consciousness if you ever get the idea that a thought is a sin, because you can't even be tempted without a thought. I mean, you can't even be tempted. The devil's got you where you are, and he shoots a thought at you, and you say, well, I've sinned, done it again. Now, listen. How many sins? 10? How many sins? How many acts of righteousness? 11. Did I say today or yesterday? Now, I'd be interested in your answers. Let me give you this guy's answer. He says that he wrote down 300. Don't laugh! It's sad. These are the guys we have raised. And 10. I spoke in Dr. Gray's mission class last Friday, and the average in there was 2 to here to 1 here. Now, I want to ask you something. If at the end of a day, an average day, you feel you've done more acts of sin than you've done acts of righteousness, how do you think any self-respecting, halfway decent Christian is going to feel about himself? He's going to feel like he's a low-down, no-good wretch. And I want to tell you something. Don't ever, ever call a Christian again a sinner saved by grace. That's about the lowest word you can call him. Listen. I mean, now, a Christian might be a sinner saved by grace. The question I ask you, a good description of a Christian is a sinner saved by grace. That's nonsense. That's a very poor description of a Christian. A very, very poor. But see, we've got that sin consciousness. I'm a sinner saved by grace. I just wonder in here tonight. Let's just have an honest confession. How many had more hair than they had hair? Let's see your hands. Look at that. Christian leaders, and you're at a Bible conference. This isn't even a normal day with kids. I mean, it's now look, let me ask you something. If that kind of sin consciousness pervades this group and it's passed on from us to our members, can you imagine what kind of sin consciousness pervades?